With the 43rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Jonathan Banks, defensive back, Mississippi State.
Greetings, Buccaneer fans, from One Buccaneer Place, where we have some new hands on deck here at team headquarters. That's the 2013 draft class. And over the next 2 weeks, we're going to bring you an in-depth and up-close look at these guys, these newest Buccaneers, and what makes them tick. And, of course, we're starting where the draft started with Jonathan Banks, cornerback from Mississippi State. Jonathan, thank you for your time and being here. And what's your first day at One Buccaneer like?
Thanks for having me. It's been pretty smooth, pretty laid back, getting to meet everybody, getting to know the facilities, and getting to know all the other rookies. It's been pretty cool.
You're looking forward to actually getting back into football on the field
tomorrow? Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to getting out there on the field. It's been a while. January 1st. So I'm actually looking forward to getting back out there and competing, learning new things, getting out there with Coach Tony, seeing what he's like on the field.
Excellent. Well, how long has the NFL been a dream for you?
Since I was about 10.
10?
I didn't start playing football until I was about 10, 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And I had a flag football coach, and my 7th grade junior high coach always told me if I wanted to, I could play in the NFL.
Really?
And I just kept working hard, and I'm here.
So you wanted to hear that and you believed it, huh?
I wanted to hear it. I really didn't believe it because I went to a small school, really small town, but Mississippi State gave me a chance, and I made the best out of my chance.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. The town's called Mabin, right?
Yes, sir.
Really small town, right? Is it like a one-stoplight kind of place?
One-stoplight.
So would you describe yourself as a small-town guy, or are you just a guy who happened to come from a small town?
I'm a small-town guy. I don't do a whole lot. I ride horses.
Yeah, I heard
spend
that.
Time with my wife and son. That's about it.
How many horses do you have?
I have 5.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. What type of horses are we talking about?
Well, I have some quarter horses, Tennessee walkers, and a saddle horse.
Wow. That's really cool. Have you been around horses your whole life? Or is this?
I have. I've been around horses since I was about 5.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's excellent. Well, and then you were talking about how you started playing football at age 10, you said. But
that's
from what I understand, you also were pretty good, especially from a whole statewide level at baseball and basketball, too. So how did football win out over all that?
Well, I coming out of my little high school, East Webster, I had a baseball scholarship to a junior college. And, I could have went and played basketball at a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
But Mississippi State, that's where I always wanted to go to college at. No matter if I had a million offers in all those other sports.
That was it, huh?
That was it. I always wanted to go to Mississippi State, and God blessed me enough for them to allow me to get a scholarship, and I went there and I played well, and now I'm a Buccaneer.
You're a Bulldog through and through, huh?
Yes, sir.
I know you were, I believe you were raised by your grandparents and your dad until unfortunately passed away when you were about 8, is that
yes,
right?
Sir.
What did those people instill in you that helped you chase this dream and make it?
My dad, I can always remember him being a hard worker. I think that's why I get my working from. I'm a really hard worker. I like to get out there. And just like to work till I know I'm the best at what I'm doing. And my grandmother, she was so humble. She just kept me in the church, made me believe in the right things, believe in God, and just stay true to myself and to my family. And I think that led over to me being true to Mississippi State, being true and loyal to myself, knowing who I am and who I was as a person.
Well, you obviously have a lot of respect left for your dad, and now you're a father. Right? You have a son. Is it 2, maybe? 2 years
he'll
old?
He'll be 2.
How has his arrival changed your life and your outlook on life?
My son, he really made me grow up. I knew somebody had to take care of that kid, and I knew it had to be me. Me growing up without a mom, my real mom and dad, it made me realize I don't want my kid to go through what I went through. As a kid, my grandmother, she did all she could, but sometimes we just didn't have enough. So I set my dreams out to be an NFL football player, and when I had my son, it made me really work, like, extremely hard and want to push myself so my kid wouldn't have to go through what I had to go through as a kid.
And you're an everyday presence in his life?
Every day.
That's
miss a day.
Excellent. Well, switching back to football, you won the Thorpe Award as the best DB in the nation last year, but you weren't the first defensive back that was drafted. Is that any sort of motivation for you as your career begins?
I mean, yes, I love it. I mean, I've always been an underdog. Coming out of high school, I was a three-star. Coming to Mississippi State, I mean, I wasn't mentioned a lot. We had a lot of big-time guys coming in there. I've always been an underdog, but I've always come out on top.
Excellent. Well, now you come here and you have this opportunity to begin your career in a secondary that all of a sudden has Darrell Revis and Deshaun Goldson. Who knows, maybe even Ronnie Barber will come back. What do you think about this opportunity to begin your career at a place that has such talented and experienced guys that can help you out?
It's amazing to begin my career with some of the best in the game, some of the best to ever do it. Ronde Barber won a Super Bowl, played in the NFL 17 plus years. And Revis, oh my God, he's a freak of nature. probably the best corner in the league right now, hands down. And Mark Barron and Deshaun Goldson, I watched those two guys, two outstanding athletes. I played against Mark when he was at Alabama. Mm-hmm. I just recently watched Goldson when he was with the 49ers. So it's an honor to get back there and play with some old vets like that.
Are you a goal setter, like at the beginning of the season? You know, are you doing that here with the Buccaneers?
I always put myself out to set goals. I want to help my team win a championship.
Okay.
And then I want to make all rookie.
Okay. So, in that order, though, huh?
In that order.
Pro Bowl maybe, too?
Pro Bowl maybe.
Well, good, good. Well, the Buccaneer fans would certainly be thrilled if you met any or especially all those goals. And I know they appreciate this opportunity to learn a little bit more about you, Jonathan. So thank you for your time. I know you're looking forward to getting into some real football tomorrow. So good luck with that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.